I'm also thinking that something needs to fundamentally change too, because I'm hearing people bitch and cry about it, and it's bothering me because we baseball in particular, even the younger baseball fans, I suppose, but typically these old baseball fans, they want to harken back to the way things were. And unfortunately, they have a real problem, and a lot of baseball fans do, with the idea that wins are meaningless. Wins are meaningless. No one cares. You could win two games and win the Cy Young. No one cares. It's meaningless. You're never going to hit 300 again. It doesn't. The game has changed. The bullpens are too important. It's just meaningless. And yet, time after time, like Manaea in the Met game yesterday, gets taken out short of the fifth inning with a lead. And people are like, oh, why would you? He could have an opportunity to get a win. No one cares. Major League, the managers don't care about it. The pitchers don't get paid by it. No pitcher is going into arbitration anymore and saying, but I had 17 wins last year. One, because then nobody has 17 wins anymore. But it's just not part of baseball anymore. So if we're going to care about wins, I think it needs to change. We need to change this dopey rule that the pitcher could throw 4 2/3 innings and get taken out right before getting that last out to give him 5, and a pitcher can come in and get 2 outs and get the win. Like, if you want to just make it where the official scorer has an opportunity to deem anybody the winner, I'm open to it. Because I can't hear any more people complain about managers taking out starters shy of getting a win when no one gives a damn. The wins don't matter at all anymore. No one gets paid on it. No one gets them. The bullpens are too much a part of the game. It's become a specialized game at the end of these games, and so the manager doesn't care about that. Mendoza did the absolute right thing. That's the game's on the line right there. Who cares about the win? But here, he took him out right before the win. How do we feel about this? How do we feel about it? I feel like you're not recognizing what baseball's become. So if we care about wins, let's change wins. Because I think it's fair. Manaea could have got the win yesterday, pitching 4 1/3 or 4 2/3. Why not? Why is he incapable? Why is he disallowed from getting a win? Why is he ruled out? Why is it not applicable? Why can he not be the guy who gets a win, and then someone who comes in and throws an inning and a third can get the win? Doesn't make any sense. Nor does complaining about it, you crybabies. Jeez, tired of seeing it. 877-337-6666. How do you feel about it, Marco? Do you care when a pitcher gets taken out 4 2/3?
I don't.
Good.
But I hate the idea that the wins don't matter. That bothers me.
Well, it's true, though. No one cares.
I know it's true.
Yeah.
But we have screwed up as a society.
Yeah.
We only care about wins. Quarterbacks, based on wins. I don't care about it. I want to know if you win.
Yeah.
Baseball, I want to know if you win the game. You got to win the series. Who actually won the game? Oh, that doesn't matter.
Who gets the W next to the name in the scorebook? No one cares.
Well, see, to me, you didn't do your job if
right.
you couldn't even qualify for the win. And there's something to be said for you didn't get the win because you weren't good enough. That's what I have a problem with.
Well, yeah.
So the win matters to me because you weren't good enough to get it.
Yeah, but
not because I got to leave you out there.
No, well, that's the.
So that's why I agree with that part.
But here's the point. Years ago, managers would have given longer leashes because people cared about the wins. Like Tom Glavine wouldn't have been taken out with 4 2/3. Tom Glavine would have been heated. Like, it would have been different. Nobody cares anymore. Like, they would leave pitchers in. Like, they would give him an opportunity to get that last out. We don't give that opportunity anymore.
Right, because guys cared about their job and whether they did it properly or not and whether they got a win. Now, guys will tell you, I did my job. You didn't. You went 4 2/3.
Yeah,
you didn't do your job.
Yeah, but I know, I understand that. But Manaea might be different, but a lot of pitchers come in throwing as hard as they can, as long as they can, because that's what they've been coached to do. Like, you want to get on the player.
Yes.
They've been coached. We don't care about wins. You get us 5 solid innings. That's all we're looking for. You know, throw as hard as you can for as long as you can. We got 6 guys in the bullpen
right.
who throw just as good as you do. We're set.
Game has evolved.
Yes.
And I agree with that, and
right.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But you're asking me, am I happy about it.
Right.
I'm not thrilled, but
I
understand what it is.
Right,
I'm also telling you this, and this is a sidetrack, but
yes.
I've also felt this for a long time.
Sure. Oh,
starting pitchers have now turned themselves into running backs, and we're not seeing it yet, but we will. We will. Because we're getting to the point where who the hell wants to pay big-time money for
right.
a guy that's going to give me 5 1/3 when everybody's giving me 4 innings that goes out there? You know what? I could pay more in getting 6 or 7 bullpen arms and getting bats. You are now just an arm, just like you're now running back. And when you get hurt and tear your arm up and get Tommy John, you're out. Well, just like you tear your knee, you're gone.
Yeah. Well, that's the injury is also the thing. You're right in running backs, but the only thing I'll disagree with you, I think you're right over the course of the regular season, but you get into a short series, you need that starting pitcher, and we're still seeing starting pitcher. I mean, Yamamoto got how much money? Like, I don't think we've seen that trend just yet.
We're getting there. I mean, it's not 100% yet.
Yes.
We're getting there. We're getting close to the idea of there's going to be one or two outliers, right, and then it's going to get to the point where there's not even an outlier. Because why am I paying this guy that kind of money mm-hmm. when he can either implode or he can get hurt? I might as well space it out with all these other guys, and I can get a guy, no disrespect, a Clark Schmidt, who can give me 5 1/3 every time yeah. he goes out there yeah. and give me an ERA of 4, yeah. and I can win.
Yeah.
Why the hell would I pay $30 million a year for a guy that I don't know? I don't. Why am I taking this chance? And that's where baseball's going. Because, and you know where it started from? Because we don't care about the win. That's where it started from.
Yeah.
It's 100 pitches and you're done.
Yeah. Instead of they care about keeping them healthy.
No. We got to the point where we don't care how deep you go in the game.
Because yeah, but I think the win is a byproduct of that. Not necessarily we stopped caring about the win.
It's a byproduct of caring too much about some of the other numbers and analytics that
yeah,
come
no,
with.
It's about getting outs and strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we don't pitch the
it
contact
became a math
at all.
Game. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But all right, so would you be open to qualifying starters for a win for going any amount of a lot of the time?
No, because I'm not going to reward mediocrity.
But you're going to reward a relief pitcher who came in theoretically, gave up more runs and pitched less time.
Right. But that's his job.
To give up runs?
No. To get outs when he's called upon from the bullpen.
I understand. But
my starter, I'm counting on you to do a different job.
But they're not anymore.
You know what?
But so now
the day
but
that
now
that,
that
comes,
it's changed,
and that day
aren't
that
you
go out
to change the way when, we score it,
when we're basically to the point where we have an opener for 3 innings,
yeah,
then you can come talk to me, and I'm okay with
it. Well, no, we still have a starting pitcher,
but I'm not gonna change it for mediocrity because there's only 5 or 6 guys that actually have the ability to qualify for wins that are good enough to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna keep it difficult to weed all this out. We get down the road where you're only going to go 3 innings and it takes you 90 pitches and everybody's, no disrespect, Luis Gil, who has to throw 95 pitches to get through 3 1/3.
Right.
When we get to that and no one gets a win as a starting pitcher, maybe I'll bend. Well, but for right now, I'm not going to reward mediocrity.
Yeah, but I feel like we're rewarding the mediocre middle relievers with wins. I'm just saying open it up to the interpretation of the scorer. Who was the most integral part of the win. And I think many times you could say it's the starting pitcher who went 4 1/3, gave up one run, and was leading when he left the game. Why is that guy in because he didn't get 2 more outs, he can't get a win. If he got 2 more outs, he gets a win.
Do your job.
And I think they should change the parameters of the rewarding of the job.
I also don't know if I want the official scorer who can't figure out a 17 hopper to third mm-hmm. is an error instead of a base hit because he wants to reward his home team guy to give him any more that's on his plate because apparently he's struggling as it is. So I don't know right. if I want him figuring out who should get the win tonight.
Well, but theoretically.
Because whose agent is on the phone with him anyway?
No, but he does anyway.
Nah, he's really not.
Yeah, he is.
They give it to the guy who's actually.
In the situation where the starting pitcher doesn't go 5, he gets that anyway.
He does, but he never picks it.
He does pick it.
He gets the guy who was out there when they took the lead.
I get that.
They never go to the guy. What guy got 1 out, he gets the win. The other guy went 2 1/3, he didn't get the win.
Theoretically, he does have the ability. And he never uses it. All I'm saying is open it up to one more pitcher open to the getting it. That's
right. So we got Scott Boras sitting next to the official scorer figuring out who gets the win tonight.
But nobody will care and you won't get paid on it. No one will care. You won't get paid on it. You can't go into a meeting and go, he won 9 games as opposed to winning 7. It just doesn't happen anymore. No one cares.
So then why am I going to reward the mediocrity? Get it properly.
Or just eliminate wins and losses totally.
Again, why are
Have
we...
Have a team win and a team loss. Who cares who did it individually?
Oh, now it's just a team?
Yeah.
We judge everybody on everything that they do.
They get not
everything
ERA.
You do.
ERA, batting average against, whip. That's how they get judged.
That's such nonsense.
Okay.
It really is.
I'm just saying.
All right. We've gotten to the point where, why are we keeping score? What's the point, right?
Because the score dictates the win.
The win. That's the important thing.
Yeah,
the win.
Yeah, but the team
So, yes,
win.
I'd like to know who got it personally.
Why?
Why not? This is what we play for.
No, it's not.
You're not playing to win.
No, you are playing to win, but who? I mean, what other sport dictates, we talk about quarterback wins in their history, but they don't get, it's not an official stat. Does DiVincenzo get the win the other night, or was it Hartenstein for the rebounds? Who cares?
You say it doesn't actually count. but it does. All we do is put wins on head coaches and quarterbacks.
Right. So you can still put it on that pitcher without having a silly statistic that says W. You can still look back at the game and go, he started 20 games. We won 18 of them.
All baseball is statistics.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden they don't matter?
No, they matter more than ever. Just one doesn't matter anymore. Batting average has been minimized. That's been minimized.
Okay.
They're just stats that as the game evolves become less important while other ones become more important.
Mm.
It's a seesaw.
Mm.